Hi, sweets. Welcome back. I'm Barbie Jean, your host. And today on Sweet Release, we are having just a little bit of a reflection episode. I felt like in the new year, happy new year. Oh my God, I can't believe it's 2025. Crazy. I just am excited to share some of the things I've accomplished over the last year. You know, I launched this thing at the end of 2023. And so last year was my first full year. And I have just some things to share. I'm excited. So let's just get into it. Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean. So yeah, again, this is going to be accomplishments, reflections, some of my favorite episodes and favorite moments of the year, favorite guests, favorite themes, just kind of some fun things to add into this episode as well, but also just to share my journey and what brought me here and the accomplishments and exciting news and things like that. So I wanted to start with sharing, you know, it all started with me being asked to be on this other YouTube channel. You know, I had been writing this book for years and years, you know, when I lost my money-making like service jobs in 2020. I really honed in on writing. That is kind of my creative passion, writing. And I've been writing this book for so long, and it just kind of turned into this project of mine that I did every single day. And I got a writing coach and all of that. And so I was already exploring these themes of pleasure, connection, kink, and just kind of exploring these throughout my life and self-love and my journey to acceptance and all of this as I'm writing this book and this memoir about my life. And so when I got asked to be on this YouTube channel, Soft White Underbelly, I was like, oh my God, what an incredible opportunity. Like, I was so honored. And then the more I was diving into it, I was like, wow, this guy has like millions of followers. and I ended up doing an episode. And that's how some of you have found me, I know. And that's how I've had this little jump start, I guess, if you will, in this podcast, in this YouTube channel, is through that avenue. And I was talking about, you know, my life and my explorations and just being very fluid and vulnerable. And it really connected with a lot of you. And I just kind of decided that I wanted to use that as a springboard to create my own channel and to then, you know, create a following and create people that are going to be interested in purchasing my book one day, especially because my sister bought me this book and it was like, how to get your book published. And it was like, you need people that like you, that follow you, you need a brand, you need to have all these things before you publish a book. And so it all just felt like it was falling into place. I was like, okay, let's do this thing. So I started creating some solo episodes, some educational episodes on YouTube. And so I think a lot of you that maybe just listen on Apple or Google or any of my audio platforms, some of those solo episodes aren't on that. Maybe I should upload those eventually, but some of them have like music in the background and I was just kind of playing with my creative style. And so anyways, that's just kind of my journey for those of you that don't know. And if you haven't seen that interview on Soft White Underbelly, definitely check it out. I do think that Mark, he has this niche and he has this, you know, he started filming and creating this thing on Skid Row in downtown Los Angeles, which is where I filmed with him. And so it's very dark. It's very, a lot of his guests are, you know, the underbelly of society. And so it does create sometimes this empowered reaction, but a lot of the times I feel like it's a little bit more darker. And I feel like my episode is a bit more light. And my channel and my expression is more light, is more empowered and self-love and focusing on that lightness and of course, bringing those areas of darkness to light and that shame and working through that, but giving you tools to move through that. But anyways, my wins for 2024, so exciting. I, on Spotify, you know, I have my video podcast available on Spotify as well. And I am in the top 10% of videos on Spotify, which is just absolutely insane. I can't even believe it. I was like, is this real? So that was really cool. And they also showed me that I was up 999%, my 2024 gains, probably because it was like my first full year. I gained a lot of listeners and subscribers and watch time. And so that's just really cool to see those numbers reflecting in the work that I'm putting in. I also released 47 episodes last year, which is a lot. You know, as I share that I'm doing a podcast with friends, with people just like, you know, networking and meeting people out, they're like, dang, what episode are you on? And I'm like, oh, I just did my 93rd or whatever. And it's cool. People are like, oh my God, like you've reached that point where like, this is the thing. So many people do podcasts and they don't get past that 10th episode. And I've been just consistent and doing it every single week. And I am just so grateful for your support. And I'm going to hug myself too, because I have stuck with it and it's been a lot, but I've been loving it. So, you know, keeping that momentum going feels really good. So just pat myself on the back for that. I want to shout out to my sponsors. My first sponsor I had was Kinked Dating App. They reached out to me and were like, yo, we want to sponsor one of your episodes. And I was like, sweet. I was like, awesome. So they sponsored an episode, gave me a little chunk of money. That was nice. And then the next sponsor reached out to me was Popstar. And they were like, yeah, I want to sponsor two episodes. And I sold them on this kind of brand package deal where they got, you know, some more content across my social media platforms. And that was, you know, significantly more money than the first one. And then the most recent one I had, Bathmate, and I sold them on a 4-week package. So as you can see, I'm growing, I'm going up in the world. And that was significantly more money. And all of those reached out to me, which is awesome. I did spend one day where I made some brand proposals or some, you know, sponsorship deal proposals and sent it out to some of my favorite brands, like toy brands and things that I would love to share with you. And that I think would really resonate with my audience. But I never heard back from any of those. So the ones that have reached out to me have been the ones that have stuck. And I am just beyond grateful for all of those. So I'm hoping to have more of those in the new year. Maybe I'll find some time to send out some more proposals and get that going. Or if any of you know any brands or think that I would connect with certain companies, please send them my way. I really appreciate it. But yeah, that's one of my goals for the new year too, is to, you know, because that's an easy way for me to make money. Seeing as my content is very explicit in a lot of ways, it's not suitable for most advertisers. And so I'm not really getting those YouTube checks like these other people are. So I'm also trying to figure out ways to, you know, maybe launch a sub series, or, you know, do some other things that would maybe give me some more ad revenue. But we'll see. I also want to do a quick shout out to The Play LA, because they were my first episode where I had a play party episode, and I was doing like a live episode and interviewing people. And it ended up being the longest episode I've ever edited and produced, which was a trip. But it was also one of my highest ranked episodes of the year. And so I'm really grateful for The Play for that collaboration deal, because that was just a fun, just creating new content. I'm always trying to, you know, expand my audience or expand my guests while keeping them in my themes, of course. And so that's been really a challenge, but also really fun to just create new content that resonates with you. So yeah, shout out to The Play. Yay. But yeah, let's just talk about some of my favorite episodes, my favorite guests, and even the top rated episodes. So on Apple, Google, you know, all of those ones, Outcast or whatever, all of those podcast listening platforms, my highest rated and downloaded episode was episode 74. And maybe it was because I had some buzzwords in the title, but it's basically talking about like sounds you make during intercourse. It's talking about rough intercourse. And it's also talking about ED, which I think a lot of people resonate with. I've tried to incorporate that in a lot of AMA episodes because I think a lot of men have reached out to me struggling with that. And so I think that's why this episode did really well. Maybe it got hit in an algorithm, and just because it like significantly outperformed all my other episodes of the year. But I also think the AMA episodes do really well because I'm really vulnerable. I'm sharing not just my experiences, but I'm sharing your vulnerability and your questions. And that can really resonate with y'all. And that's why my best performing episode on YouTube was episode 64, which is another AMA, or no, I'm sorry, 65. Which is another AMA episode. And that is me talking about being slutty, which I think, again, is maybe a little buzzword and maybe it got those clicks. But it's also talking about those solo sweet releases and me experiencing those and how much I love that. And it's a lot of the episode is about empowerment and owning your sexual power. And so I think that is also very easily to resonate with people because it is still so stigmatized and still feels so taboo to so many people. So I think that episode performed really well too. And again, the AMAs just, they do well. And that one, everyone seemed to love it. And then on Spotify, episode 53 was the significant winner. And that was with Miss Sophia Locke. And she, I actually really loved that episode. That was one of my favorite guests actually to have and to meet. And I just felt very comfortable around her. And she, you know, she was talking also about her journey and, you know, how her family hasn't fully supported her career in the adult film industry. And that was very vulnerable and open to hear her story. She also talks about just like how much she loves it and the novelty and the thrill and how that just kind of is why she is just loving this career path and just like the adrenaline it gives her. And of course she shares lots of sexy stories, like a dirty bathroom story. So if you haven't checked out those episodes, please do. They are very fun and obviously they are on the top for a reason. So check them out. I also want to share like my favorite guests, my favorite episodes of the year. The first favorite of mine is Sammy. So he talks about his queer exploration. Again, it was just very comfortable. That was one of the two episodes where I had a glass of wine in the episode. So I was just comfortable around him. He's a friend of a friend and he's turned into a good friend of mine. He shares his internalized homophobia and how that has really been a challenge for him to open up sexually and intimately, and even with his family, and how that just journey has changed even over the last decade. And I just really think that episode is a great one. I know some of you have reached out to me recently wanting more men on the podcast talking about their queer exploration, maybe even later in life. And I've been trying. I will hopefully have some more of that soon. But he is a good one, episode 54, of just opening up about that. And I just think it was a very raw and real conversation and playful as well, which you know I love. So he shares some fun stories too and some fun things that he's into. Yay, I love Sammy. Then one of my other favorite episodes is episode 59 with Sylvia Sage. She is another gorgeous person, similar to Sophia Locke, where it was just flowing. It was easy. Like I just loved the conversation. She comes in and she's also a comedian, so she's funny. She was making me laugh the whole time, but she came in and was like, oh my God, your dog was just humping me. I'm in your bedroom. Like I just loved her energy. And it just really felt like such a good conversation. One of my regrets is that I didn't let that conversation go on longer. I think I had like work to go to in a couple hours and I was just kind of cutting it short. But yeah, she was a great episode. And again, she's talking about her journey and she's being very vulnerable. She shares about her mental health battles and how much that's shifted by her being in the adult film industry and how much she loves herself now. And she's no longer struggling with this addiction and mental health and you know, these struggles that she was having. And she's funny too. And so it's a great episode to check out if you missed it. And then my last one I want to share that I really loved from the year was my last episode of the year with Tess. She really opened up about definitely some fun stories, but also self-love, overcoming shame. And that just also was a conversation that flowed easily. She was super vulnerable with me, with you. And I just love that. I love when the conversations flow. I love when it's easy and it feels good. And when they, you know, when they tap on these themes of mine, which is like connection and overcoming shame and self-love and pleasure. And when my guests are willing to be vulnerable and open up about their personal experiences, as well as how much has changed their lives. Like that is just, it's just so beautiful. And so I am just grateful for all of those favorite episodes of mine. Of course, there are so many other ones that I really loved. And I feel so proud of myself that I've just had such an array of guests from the year. And so please check those ones out if you haven't. Those are just some good ones and favorites from the year. And now, you know, in the spirit of the new year, I want to kind of share some of my goals and what I'm looking forward to moving forward and things that I want to like focus on for this year. And I want to encourage you to also think about kind of your new year goals as I'm sharing mine. And it's a good time to set intentions for the year and just reflect, which is what kind of inspired me to do this episode anyway. So my listening skills, oh my gosh, could I improve on those for sure? My speaking skills, hello. I'm getting comments all the time about my vocal fry. So I would love to watch more videos, do maybe even a class or two and just learn about how to speak professionally and speak speaking proper and using my diaphragm and using my natural voice and listening. You know, it's tough sometimes. I'm trying to find this balance of like preparing for episodes, but also having it be organic and not being like in my head as the conversation's going and really letting it flow and listening and kind of adding my own experiences without just making it an interview. And so that is something I really want to work on. And I do think it's gotten so much better. I really do feel like I've improved so much over the year, but those are things and skills that I definitely can still improve upon more. And so, yeah, I hope you can kind of think of something that you would like to improve upon in your new year too, whether it's something with your job or in your personal life. So yeah, those are some goals for me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for allowing me to share. I also think like finding confidence in leading the conversation. You know, in some of my early episodes, I feel like some, or sometimes when it's just like I'm having a day or I'm not really in the mood to shoot, I feel like my confidence isn't as eminent. And so I really want to focus on, just having confidence with leading the conversation. And I think that'll come with practice and with experience, as well as, you know, I also want to find the balance between like education and entertainment and relatability. It's tough. You know, I have these episodes sometimes where it's like, okay, I feel like it's relatable, but then it, you know, it doesn't resonate with you guys. Or I think just consistency is key is what I'm learning, but it's still just like mastering that balance and making sure, of course, that my episodes are all hitting the themes that I have, which is, you know, mindfulness, pleasure, connection. Like those are the values that I'm trying to instill in all of you. And so I want those to be prominent in every episode. And so, yeah, I just want to continue doing that and continue creating awesome content. And that teaches you and educates you and gives you tools and like tangible tools. And so, yeah, I also really want to master audio and editing. And I think that's a goal too for the new year is like getting better at my audio editing. As maybe you can tell, I do have some new lights, which is exciting. I do have a new little gadget too for my camera. Thank you to my man. Thank you to his mom, everyone. Even last year for my birthday, my best friend got me some new mics and now I've upgraded to these ones that are just easier to use and they're cordless, which is nice for when I do events. But yeah, I'm grateful for, you know, I'm not huge into, well, actually I do. I love gifts. I love being a princess. but I also like gifts that are, you know, a necessity or something that I need or something that's going to be of value to me. And so I'm really grateful for people when they give me gifts that really up my skills and up my production value to you guys. It just makes me happy. So yeah, I have some new fill lights that I hope are going to make this even cooler for you to watch and visibly more appealing. I just want to continue being better at audio editing and, you know, editing in general, clipping it up into shorts and all of that. And yeah, so those are some of my goals. I challenge you to think of some of your goals for the year as well. And I'm so grateful to you all that have reached out to me with ideas for episodes, with inquiries about future episodes, who've inspired certain topics for future episodes. That is really so just meaningful to me and makes me feel like I'm making a difference. It's also really awesome when you tell me how much I've made a difference in your life. There's been so many people that have been like, oh my God, this episode changed the way I communicate with my partner, or oh my God, this changed the way I view a specific thing that I really enjoy in the bedroom. And I really, I cherish that so much. It makes me feel so good. So thank you so much for all of you that have listened, that have just sent me those notes. It really makes me feel so good. And that's the reason I'm here, is for you, to educate and empower and change your life. So when you tell me when I've, you know, impacted your life and made a difference in your life, oh, it just almost makes me want to cry thinking about it. It means so much to me. So thank you. Thank you for being here. And thank you for those beautiful notes that you send me. I really love it. So moving forward, I, you know, obviously when you're creating something in this space, there's going to be hiccups. And as you know, I've received multiple strikes on YouTube. Thank goodness I've been through those periods. I think I've mastered the guidelines, I think. But recently I actually just was deactivated on Patreon, which is my space where I have been feeling so good about my erotic expression, about my photography, about opening up to you all about my personal endeavors and my personal experiences in life. And it sucks that I got an email just yesterday saying that they deactivated my account because I crossed their boundaries. I crossed some of those guidelines, went too far. And it's tough. You know, there's so many guidelines for all the different social media platforms that it's hard for me to know. I know you can share 18 plus content, but there's rules, there's limits, there's guidelines, and everything is different. And so that was a bummer that I didn't get any warning or a strike or anything, and they just deactivated that. So to all of you that have been my subscriber on Patreon, please delete your account. I'm sure you got, or delete the subscription. I'm sure you got notified. They said they were going to notify you. I think they even sent some of the money back if it was in the last like couple weeks. So I'm sorry. I'm going to think about what to do moving forward. I really liked that erotic expression that I was doing and sharing with you all. And that was actually like a fun little form of income for me. So who knows? Maybe I'll go to OF. Maybe I'll make a membership thing on my website. I don't know. You will be the first to know when something comes. But I am also grateful to all of you who have subscribed to my content, all of you who have subscribed to my channel, who have subscribed to my Spotify or Apple or all of that. That is just, it means so much to me. And I'm so grateful for your support. I'm so grateful for your super thanks. Now, if you want to give me some super thanks because you're no longer able to give me that, you know, monthly subscription on Patreon that is available to do on any of my episodes you love on YouTube, and I appreciate it so much. It sucked that my Patreon is no longer with us and I didn't even get a warning or anything, especially because I am such a rule follower. I really am. I just pride myself in following rules. It gives me anxiety and dread and like, oh, just a terrible feeling on my body when I don't follow rules. Like, yeah, I like seeking adrenaline and I like, you know, doing fun things like jumping out of planes and bungee jumping and all of that. Like that gives me a rush, but not following the rules, like to a certain degree, doesn't give me a rush. I mean, I'm trying to think of an example. Oh my gosh. Like the other day I ended up going out. I had this long shift for New Year's Eve. I was working, serving, and then bartending. And I ended up going out afterwards to support my friend who was DJing. And so I got there at like 2 a.m. and I decided not to drink. I wasn't feeling like super great. I was tired and I had a headache. And so I didn't drink or do anything. I just stayed sober, danced around, enjoyed myself and the energy and everyone else and my friends, and had a really great time and ended up driving home my friends at 6 a.m. in the morning when we left. And I was approaching the stoplight and it said, don't turn right on red. And there's like no one on the streets. It's 6 a.m. on New Year's Day. And my friend in the backseat, I was driving his car for us back home. And he was like, Barbie, turn right. And because I was like sitting there waiting. And I was like, no, it says don't turn right on red. And he was like, oh my God. And I was like, I'm a rule follower. Like, I'm not doing it. Plus, I knew the light was going to turn green soon. I felt like it was one of those quick lights. Like it sensed me already. I saw the walking, the thing going down or whatever, the timer for the walking sign going down anyway. So I was like, I'm going to be turning soon before you know it. So just because I got booted for not following the rules on Patreon, I'm like, dang, it hurts me. I'm like, dang it. I thought I was doing so good. I thought I was following what felt good and was following those guidelines correctly, but apparently I wasn't. So these moments in our lives, like these hiccups and these things that are just going to happen, it's a good reminder to, like, you know, like reflect and see what that shows in you. Like, why did it hurt when I got booted without a strike? Like, it's just fun to reflect on those parts of you when you go through these challenges and are forced to overcome them. And that reminds me of another challenge that I've really learned to overcome better, which is when I deal with an issue with my audio, an issue with my final edit, or even when I realized that my intro and outro song that I was using for like the majority of last year, even though I grabbed it from a paid like subscription service that I have to get pictures and audio and content from, even though I did that, it still wasn't able to be monetizable. Like in the fine print, there was like copyright infringement and I didn't know that. And so all of those episodes with that intro and outro were not monetizable at all. And so that was like, oh my God, I cried so hard that day. Oh, that was a tough one. But my point is, you know, as I've had more and more of these hiccups in my creative journey, I've realized how to overcome them better. And my partner has been such a rock for me in those situations because he always helps me return to my breath, because he reminds me of how much work and how much time and energy I am putting into it and how to be gentle to myself when I often forget to do that. And in those moments, because this is my baby, because I put so much of my energy and time into it, when my audio isn't the way I like it, or when something goes wrong, it upsets me, it hurts me, and it starts making me feel like, you know, I start feeling unworthy, or I start feeling like when you make a mistake, you just feel like something is wrong with you. Even when you accidentally break a glass sometimes, or drop something, or, you know, whatever it is, it's like, oh my God, sometimes that can really eat at you. And it's a good reminder, and I've gotten so much better at this, is to really just like let those feelings pass through me. It's okay. We make mistakes. Things happen. Some things are completely out of my control most of the time. Obviously, I didn't know that this song was not allowing me to make any money on YouTube. And so you learn. And I feel like these are lessons that you learn. And this is why I'm bringing this up, is because when these things happen, it's, again, it's good to reflect and to take a moment and to feel and to just let that pass through you and to move on. And as difficult as that is, I know it's easier said than done. I know from experience, like I still had to let out some cries and call my loved ones and tell them how much it pained me that I just realized this, or, you know, how much it sucks that this certain audio didn't pick up in this one way. And a lot of these things, maybe you guys never notice, but to me, on the back end, when my audio is not perfect, when my microphone wasn't even on and I had to pick up the audio from the other microphone so it sounds a little bit different. Like, there's so many things that I've done that I hope that you don't even recognize, and the majority of people wouldn't even recognize. But it just pains me sometimes so much, and it hurts me, and I just feel, oh, it just hits heavy. And so it's a good reminder, and these are some lessons that I've learned over this last year even, is to, like I said, let it go, let it move through you, feel it for a moment, and then let it pass. And learn how to deal with those uncomfortable feelings. Like, those are what's going to push you more towards your goals and to push you more towards creating and doing more, is when you learn how to, like, okay, shit, like, my computer just crashed. I just lost the last hour of my work, but I am alive. My body is healthy. I have the most beautiful fur babies in all the land. I have the most beautiful scaly babies in all of, like, truly the universe. And I have a man that loves me so much. And I have so much good in my life. I'm creating this incredible thing that people are so moved by, that people are empowered by. Like, oh my God, I'm getting emotional. It's like, you have to think about that. You have to be grateful. You have to think about what's good. You have to remind yourself, like, fuck, the fact that this shit just happened, like, I'm okay though. I am okay. And hug yourself. I bring myself back to the touch. I know last episode I have with Tess, we talk a lot about breath. Bring yourself back to that breath. Be here. Like, be present. Like, hold yourself. Like, those are just like lessons that I've learned so much. And even just like the creation of this podcast and the tribulations and the things that I've had to overcome throughout. It's just like, remind yourself of that and remind yourself of the importance of bringing yourself back, centering yourself. Anyways, thank you so much. I am just honored to be here. I'm so happy to be creating something and doing something that I love. Like, having these 2 weeks off was like such a treat because it made me focus on my book, which I'm really trying to finish and get to a point where I can, you know, bring it to you and bring it to the world. But it gave me like, wow, I missed it. I was like, I couldn't stop finding new guests. I couldn't stop working, which gave me like another lesson. I was like, wow, this means like, even in this time where I told myself I would take a break, I couldn't stop posting reels. I couldn't stop finding new guests. I couldn't stop thinking about what I wanted to do in this new year. And that just gives me so much joy and just makes me feel so good that I'm where I'm supposed to be. And I truly feel like I am where I'm supposed to be. And that feels incredible. So I want that for you too. I want you to feel like you're where you're supposed to be. I want you to feel like you are in your full erotic, authentic self. I want you to love yourself. I want you to love the partnership you're in. I want all of that for you and so much more. And I'm just so beyond grateful for all of you and your support and love. And it just means so much to me. It truly does. I'm emotional today, clearly, but it's an honor to be here and I'm grateful for you. But I will, as always, finish this episode with my most recent sweet release story. Okay, when was it? My gosh, I think it's been a couple days. We did have a quickie in the shower the other day, but I didn't have an actual sweet release because it was such a quickie. So I think it might have been a day or two before that. So maybe like 3 or 4 days ago. And it was great. It was a great partnered session. As always, you know, I like to get in a few. I probably had like 3. I don't really remember the specifics, but I remember it being passionate and sensual and amazing. And speaking of, you know, goals, real quick, I do want to share that some of my personal goals for the year are to continue having these explorations together. You know, I would love to experience something new with my man. I would love to go on some more dates with women and couples and just continue experiencing group play, as that is one of my favorite things to do. And to have fun with him together in that space just feels really good. So those are just some personal, intimate goals that I would love to have in this new year of ours. And yeah, thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for tuning in week after week. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and share my episodes that you love with people that you think it'll resonate with. And don't forget to be sweet, be here, and be yourself. And as always, welcome those sweet releases. I love you so much, and I will be back next week with a juicy guest, a mother of 3. She is spicy, she is fun, and she is full of tips. I love you guys. Talk soon. Bye.